It's Wednesday, August 17th, 2011. I'm Ben Bowden, and this is the First Baptist Daily, a daily podcast aimed at the understanding and application of God's Word. We've been walking through the famous Psalm 23. Let's read the first three verses together. Starting at verse 1, the Word of God says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake." Because the Lord was David's shepherd, his needs were met. In verse 2, David begins to list off blessings that come from the Lord. The first blessing David experienced was spiritual nourishment. In verse 2, he says, "He makes me lie down in green pastures." As a shepherd leads sheep to the green grass for feeding, so God leads his people. He supplies his followers with spiritual nourishment. Food for the soul is the Word of God. That's why in Hebrews 5, verse 12 through 14, and 1 Peter 2, 2, it refers to God's Word as food. Jesus repeated the words from Deuteronomy 8, 3, "Man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." How precious is the Word of God, and how gracious God is to give it to us. Hebrews 4:12 says, "For the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart." 2 Timothy 3:16-17 says, "All Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be competent, equipped for every good work." Oh, that we would be a people of the book, delighting in God's Word and hiding it in our heart. A second blessing that comes from the Lord's leading is spiritual restoration. As a shepherd leads his sheep to waters for rest and cleansing, so the Lord restores or refreshes the soul. The Lord provides forgiveness and peace for those who follow him. This is done only through the finished work on the cross. What a wondrous work that Jesus has done. And the third blessing that comes from the Lord's leading is guidance in paths of righteousness. A good shepherd knows the right paths on which to bring the sheep home safely. So too, the Lord loses none of his sheep, but guides them in the right way. Nothing can snatch you from his hand. Now, I want you to look at the baseline reasoning behind these blessings. It says right here at the end of verse 3, "for his name's sake." All through the Old Testament, we see God acting and moving for one overarching purpose, is to make his name great. That's why he does these things. He is passionate for his own glory, and he should be. Listen to this. He is supremely valuable. And he always does what is right. Therefore, he will always place supreme value into that which is supremely valuable, which is himself. God is passionate for his own glory. And that's why he has created you. He cares enough for you to bless you in such a way that through these blessings, you can fulfill your purpose in magnifying Christ in all the earth. That is good stuff. May we fulfill our purpose. I'm Ben Bowden, and I'll meet you again tomorrow on the First Baptist Daily.